And it's time for our weekly visit with Ron Samford, who is president and CEO of Metairie Bank. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Good to be here.
All right. Before we get back to the calls, I want to spend this moment with Ron. Ron, Drew Brees retires, and a lot of people reflect back on what he meant as a player and as a person. And Drew Brees had a certain work ethic that I guess was somewhat unique. Are there parallels, or is there something we can learn from the way Drew Brees approached football and the way you approach business?
Yeah, I think no question there is. The similarities that between what brought Drew Brees so much success and being a successful business person, I think, are pretty comprehensive. I think of two or three things right out of the chute. Number one is teamwork. And teamwork is one of our core values at Metairie Bank. And I think Drew was not only a great leader, but the ultimate teammate. Mm-hmm. And it's so important, yeah, if you've ever played football, to know what your teammates are doing and to be a great teammate, someone that they can look up to in the good times and the bad times. And you need that in the business side as well. Certainly, if you're a manager of people, you need to have their respect to be successful. Another is preparation, Scoot. I mean, I think Drew Brees was famous for the prep work that he put in, the film study. And you have to do that in the business world. You have to know your competitors. You have to know who you're up against. You have to know how your products are better than theirs and how to sell them. And Drew was fantastic at that. I think it's a great lesson for the business world is prep. Always be prepared.
Yeah, and teamwork is such an important factor in any successful business. And, you know, there can be competition within the team. I mean, you know, Drew Brees was a team player and a great teammate, but he wanted to be the starting quarterback. And so, you know, if you're on the team, on a sales team or a team of, you know, whatever your business is, you know, you can strive to be the best and still be a team member.
You need that. You need that competition to spur. If competition makes everybody better, that's the basis of our economic system.
Yeah.
And you have to have those people that are out there, you know, setting the bar high so that you'll get the other people competing at their best, and Drew Brees did that so well.
Ron, are you happy? I mean, as president and CEO of Metairie Bank, I mean, are you happy that with all his money, Drew Brees did not become a bank?
Yeah, I don't want him in the banking business unless he wants to invest in our bank, and we'd be happy to have him be a part of it.
Yeah, no need for extra competition, right?
Absolutely.
So a lot of people, this is another phase of the stimulus checks going out, and some people are getting some extra money. And if they haven't gotten it, I think there's going to be a third phase coming up as well. So if you haven't gotten it yet, it doesn't mean you're not going to get it. But I think today is another big day for those stimulus checks to go out.
It is, and it may take them a while to actually, you know, get to your mailbox. But I believe most of them are going to be dated today, the 24th. So. Mm. They'll be available as soon as you get them.
And Ron, an interesting note about Metairie Bank that I just found this out. Metairie Bank was the first bank in this area with a website.
Absolutely. The very first bank.
And you guys were like innovative.
Mid-90s, we were. We had our own website before Hibernia, before First Commerce, before any of the big banks in the area. And we've always stayed abreast, technologically speaking. Scoot, we pride ourselves on that.
That's cool. Ron Samford, yeah. President and CEO of Metairie Bank. It's always fun to talk to you.